We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Big show on tap. Big show. Gabe Kapler, we await the decision from the Phils. Again, we're hearing it today. I mean, Salisbury's reported that. John Johnson's reported it. So we're waiting. We are waiting. Flyers awesome last night. Carter Hart sensational. And the Eagles, to me, in these next six games will prove to not be an elite football team in 2019. Not 2017, 2019. Let's go to the phones. Big Dre kicks us off. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good morning, good morning.
Morning, Dre.
I beg to differ with you. The Eagles are an elite team. For us to have almost 10 guys go down, and we're still hanging in all these games, and our losses are not like big losses. We're not getting blown out.
No.
And these injuries, these guys get healthy, oh, man, I feel sorry for
Well, me. Yes, but Big Dre, yes and no, because here's the thing. Like, yeah, they're going to get some guys back, and whenever Deshaun plays, he should be good. I mean, as long as he can stay healthy. But those corners, yes. I assume, you know, half the guys you're talking about are cornerbacks because it's like four or five different guys are out, right? Like, yeah. Who amongst them, like, oh, wait till he gets back. Like, who? Who's the wait till he gets back guy?
I was thinking about the offense, actually.
Well, okay. Well, you see what I'm saying here?
I was looking at the offense.
Yeah.
We looked a lot better when Alshon came back. We looked, you know what I'm saying? We're going to look better when D-Jack comes back. We're going to put up points. It's going to be like the classic Colts.
Yeah.
Man. We'll put up points.
But, Trey, here's the problem. In the meantime, this is what I'm telling you. In the meantime, they will lose games that will cause – and already have lost games, by the way – that will cause them to have to play on the road in January. And even if the Eagles are really, really, really good and firmed up by the end of the year, there's a good chance playing those games on the road prevent them from doing all they otherwise could, like getting to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm telling you. There's a consequence for games in this stretch right now.
That left tackle going down in Dallas gave us some hope. I'm telling you.
Dre, good hearing from you, man. A few things that have given the Eagles hope. I mean, I know the Saints have played really well without Breeze, but I'm going to hold out some hope that there will be an impact of Bridgewater in there instead of Breeze. That there's some hope there. The Todd Gurley whole situation certainly gives the Eagles hope because he's just not the same player. And I hate to say it as an NFL fan, probably won't ever be is my guess. I mean, it is a wide open conference. There's hope in that regard, but I just don't see the Eagles as snatching it right now. Let's talk to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how are you?
Great, Joe.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so I think it's all going to come down to what they do in the trade deadline.
Well, get ready to be a bit disappointed because they'll only probably make one trade. Can't firm up.
Now, why would you say that?
Because you're not going to
firm up. How do you know that?
Because I've seen the NFL history. Tell me who's going to make
three trades. You know what Howie has done to NFL history in terms of the trade deadline? He's turned it on its head.
Nothing.
Howie has been very aggressive.
I agree with
and
you.
Surprising.
Okay.
And I'm quite honestly, I'm sort of banking on that to continue here before the trade deadline.
Well, if you're banking on three trades, be ready to be disappointed.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
I'm banking on something happening that makes us a better team.
I believe that's his MO. No, I agree with that. I am too, but I think it'll be one something, not many somethings. Joe, what do you got,
for
man?
For whatever reason, they're targeting the Bengals wide receivers from what I've been reading, as in A.J. Green or Odell Beckham.
Well, Beckham doesn't play for Beckham plays for the Browns. And the Eagles are not going to get Odell Beckham. They're not getting Odell Beckham.
And then I also heard on the defensive side that they wanted to try and get Von Miller from Denver, and Denver turned that down.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot, and Joe, thanks for the call. There's a lot of teams with bad records that a lot of people now, because it's a new age in the NFL, where trades are happening more, as John's pointed out, and Howie's maybe the ringleader of this. Trades are happening more. I mean, the NFL trade deadline has become a thing. It was not a thing. It was not a thing. I remember like 10 years ago, the Eagles had a linebacker issue, like 2009, and they traded, I don't know, like early portion of the season for some linebacker named Witherspoon or something, right? What was that guy's name? Will Witherspoon. And they plugged him in, and he became a starter. And, like, he was whatever. I mean, it didn't really make much of a difference. But it was just so odd that an in-season trade had happened because it was so rare. Howie, to his credit, is trying to find a competitive advantage in the trade market. Now the rest of the NFL is jumping in on it. And I think it's wonderful. But, I mean, you know, we can all – listen, Odell Beckham, can we cross that off the list, please? Okay, the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles are not about to hook up in a trade in the next 3 weeks for Odell Beckham. All right? Dude, come on. Knock it off. John and Manionk, what's up, Johnny?
Joey, first of all, let me ask you something. What was the last time in this town that we had a bona fide number one quarterback and a bona fide number one goaltender at the same time? How many years do you think it's been?
Now, let me think about that. Hold on a second. Let me really think about that.
And I mean, like,
that.
Number one where you're dying on, like, up for grabs, bona fide, pro.
I would, God, is that a great question. I mean, the whole Donovan era, I would say there was not a bona fide number one. I mean, a real true star goalie. You know, I don't.
Extall Randall, maybe? I think they overlap.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I guess that would be the answer. I think that's a fair. I mean, the thing with Hexie was really only like 87 to 89 of elite play, and then he was
not the
same because the groin injury set in starting in 90. So, yeah, yes. The answer is yes. The answer is Hextall and Randall in the late 80s.
Like, oh, dude, listen, man, like, I was at the game last night, and listen, it's a home opener preseason game. I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but let me just tell you something. First of all, you had the Provorov goal was a Steven Stamkos pipe sniper, and you hear that ping, that got everyone up so fast.
Yep.
Because that was just such a great goal from a name that we've been, you know.
It was a laser shot. Yep.
Now, let me tell you something. Since I'm a kid, I'm 31. I've probably been to 200-something Flyers games since I was a kid between the Spectrum and the Space. I'm not trying to act like this was the greatest thing of all time. But the actual about 3 minutes of actual game time where they held off a two-man advantage, not like a 40-second one with a – you know, where they were on the power play.
Hey, John, real quick. We got some breaking news. I hear you. I agree with you on that. It was a great – oh. All right, 94 WIP breaking news. It's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Return to James Seltzer, who has information that I don't have in front of me. James, what do you got?
It is the news we've been waiting for. Jim Salisbury, the Phillies have dismissed Gabe Kapler.
Wow. All right. So Kapler out, according to Salisbury, the use of the term dismissed right there. Kapler fired. And a decision that is important, a decision that I will tell you right off the bat I disagree with. Again, I thought Kapler was the least culpable of all three main people we talk about in the Phillies hierarchy. I know a lot of people out there right now are celebrating, and you can celebrate, and we can certainly take the calls at 888-729-9494.
Wow.
It is a wow. It took a long, long, long time
to
get here.
Should not have been this long. Does this mean, Joe, that Buck Showalter's good to go?
I hope so, because I think Showalter's a heck of a manager and someone I would really enjoy having here. Again, I think there's plenty of people that can manage the Phillies to success. Or let me put it this way. I think there's plenty of people that can manage the Phillies as well as they good for the talent in front of you. You just need better talent. I do not think Kapler is the issue. I do think the way he went about those press conferences set a dramatic course in our town that set him behind the eight ball by his own volition, because he refused to change his tactics in press conferences and did not in any way connect with the fan base of Philadelphia. Just did not connect. And it's kind of a shame for him that happened, because it really was a shooting yourself in the foot sort of thing. As an actual manager, and I know we'll get the call, you know, well, second and third, and he didn't walk this guy, he pitched that guy. And I understand that. I understand, and of course, 162 games, you're going to have mistakes, and things don't work out. For 162 games, strategically, tactically, personally, I felt Gabe Kapler did a fine job. I don't think he had the guys to work with. But again, as James just said, the Jim Salisbury reported, Gabe Kapler out, fired as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. John, your reaction?
I feel sorry for Gabe Kapler. He is absolutely being blamed, you know, scapegoated for the Phillies' failure to some degree. I mean, there is culpability certainly there. And I agree with you. I think that the trouble started far above him, and there was very little he could have done to change this ultimate, you know, outcome.
Yep.
So it was doomed. He was essentially doomed to failure from the start because of what he had to work with, thanks to Matt Klentak.
Really the pitching staff. And again, the one stat that I had rolled out a week or so ago, 42 different times this year, a Philly starting pitcher did not get through five innings. Not went five innings and got pulled. Did not register a 15th out. Did not get through five innings. 4 2/3 or less 42 times this year. Guys, that's a quarter of your games. 42 times the pitcher went less than five innings. I don't know how a manager is really realistically expected to have success under that circumstance. But, you know, again, he did not connect with the fans. What would be most maybe interesting to know is to what extent did the players' feedback to John Middleton set this in motion? It's impossible for me to know to what extent he did or did not connect with the players. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing I think a lot of us kind of wondered. What's really going on back there? Now, I do think he's kind of a strange – I think he's a good guy. I think he's a strange dude. A strange dude in the way he presents himself publicly to us as fans probably means he's probably a strange dude in how he presents himself privately to players is my guess. And I would think that may have played a big hand in this as well. But again, the news of the day, Gabe Kapler fired by the Phillies. And now I guess we await the next step here on two fronts. One, is there a press conference today? As soon as we can get that information, we'll let you know if there is or is not a press conference. Obviously, if it happens, we'll carry it here on WIP. And then two, how quickly do they move to hiring another manager? Is this a bang-bang thing where they quickly pivot to another?
Doesn't it feel like that's the way John Middleton would want it?
I mean, would you have expected John Middleton to take 10 days to fire Kapler?
Well,
thought, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, here's
but
the thing. We know he's deliberate.
Over those 10 days, he's doing something towards finding
and
a
I
that's what I think.
And I thought he was. Yes.
I think he's so deliberate, he's so methodical, that this doesn't happen in a vacuum where it's like, oh, okay, well, what do we do now? I have to go research that. I think the research has been put in. I think it makes a ton of sense. I mean, Andy McPhail hired Buck Showalter before. You know, like, there is an absolute connection there. He's familiar with Klentak and McPhail. It just we've heard the rumors that he makes the most sense. So it's probably, the ducks are lining up.
And I'll tell you this. In all my years as a Philadelphia sports fan, and I'm 41 years old now, I will tell you the John Middleton press conference, whenever it happens, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, if it's next week. More than pivotal. Maybe the most anticipated press conference I can remember as a Philadelphia sports fan. This is like, I feel like Tom Cruise here, you know, I want answers. I want the truth.
Yeah, it's going to.
Like, what is, you know what I mean?
My opinion on John Middleton from here to eternity.
So we'll await to find out when that will be. And again, how quickly does it take for the Phillies to move for a new manager? But again, if you're just tuning in, Gabe Kapler fired per Jim Salisbury. Gabe Kapler fired today by the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's get reaction right now. By the way, Jeremiah Trotter today at 11 o'clock with us. Trotter, as always, went on with this, including in a half an hour from now, brought to us by the Score Bet. Check today's lines and place your bets, your best bets, through the Score Bet app. 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, that's Trot on Eagles football in a half an hour. All right, Kapler out. Reaction right now. Let's go. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, you're the first caller on WIP since Kapler's fired. What do you got?
It just doesn't make sense that he's the scapegoat. Like, to me, all three of them, McPhail, Klentak, and him, are, you know, a trio.
Yeah.
And I think Mason Stark reported something yesterday about how Klentak would have some kind of influence on a daily lineup that he was putting in. So, like, I just don't care how one goes, but the other two stay. They're all in it together. They all have the same philosophy. So,
yeah,
I don't really get it.
I don't either. And, you know, and Jimmy, to his credit, all along has been saying, hey, there's no way Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail get fired. If anyone does, it's going to be Gabe.
Yeah.
I do think it was a unit. It was a group thing, and they were all in cahoots. They were, you know, cooperatively managing the team as a trio.
This also does, I mean, this is not a small factor here. Let's just lay it out. It does feel like this cuts the knees out from Klintak in that it's been...
No doubt about it. Klintak wanted him here.
Yeah, wanted him here.
Very clearly. And I mean, John Middleton decided against that push.
Yeah.
If you think about the future, let's say in 2 years, right, whoever the next manager is, and the team's struggling still, like, does everybody get fired again? Like, is it obvious? You know what I mean? Like, how do you explain that?
Well,
like,
I think I'll tell you what I think. It's a good question, Dan. My personal gut feeling is that Klintak's now on the clock. The new manager will come in.
This is one. He has one year. He has 1 year.
Yeah. And let's remember, listen, sometimes a new manager, when a new GM comes in, then sometimes the manager is ushered aside. Ed Wade, Charlie, and Pat Gillick is an example. Just to go back in history just a little bit over a decade ago, 15 years or so, Larry Boa was the manager. Ed Wade was the general manager. Boa is fired by Wade. This is after 04. Charlie Manuel is hired. 05, the team does not get to the playoffs. Ownership says that's it for Ed Wade. He's out. Charlie's still the manager. Pat Gillick gets hired. Pat Gillick says, I'm sticking with Charlie. Pat Gillick and Charlie do it together. They make the playoffs in 07. They win the World Series in 08. So it can be done. It's just a little funky. You don't know that that next general manager will want to work with that manager. You have no idea at this stage. You don't even know who the next general manager is because you still have the same gentleman. I'm just looking forward 12 months from now. The bottom line, though, as it pertains to Klintak, in my opinion, I think it's not even an opinion. I think it's a fact. He's on the clock, 1 year to prove it, and if he doesn't, I would suspect the Phillies will have a new general manager 12 months from now. We'll see. 888-729-9494. Paul in Downingtown. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, what's up? Joe, I'm going to start my call off by calling you sir. You don't deserve the E for sire because of your take on the Eagles, so I'm just going to call you sir.
But it's still awfully kind.
Yeah, sir's not bad, actually. All
right. But look, I can't believe this. I mean, Klintak has what I'm going to call a legacy of failure in Major League Baseball. You look at, you've been in the league twice as long as Kapler with four times as many failures. So, I mean, he's absolutely being scapegoated here. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's obscene. And until this problem is addressed or I'm proven wrong, I'm not buying tickets. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to set foot and say, I'll watch him. I'll pay my cable bill and I'll watch him, you know, from the comfort of Chester County. But I am not going to support this team, you know, financially with going down their dollars until they do something about this ridiculous general manager that doesn't know anything about baseball. I don't have the time to talk about the number of bad moves he made this year, let alone in the career with Philadelphia. I don't know what John's looking at. It doesn't make any sense. To me, this is like if you have cancer of your entire, like, foot or your left leg, and what you take off is your big toe. It is ridiculous. It's a blatant appeasement to I think, fans trying to get some people back down to the gate because he's like, well, hey, look, I got rid of this guy. We're trying to sell something, and I think it's hogwash. I'm not buying it. I'm not having any part of it. Look, I know he had some growing pains. I know he had some problems. I'm not saying that Gabe is going to be an excellent manager somewhere else, but I'm not convinced he's trash either. I mean, firing him at this point is ridiculous. It's absolutely premature.
I'd say
might have something in
him. But, Paul, with the knowledge that Klintak and McPhail were entrenched, would you prefer that Gabe stayed? Would you have preferred that? Because you know, I wouldn't have. Like, I think it's wrong that he's fired, but, like, at least I'm happy that there's something that's going to change.
I don't know that there is because I think you're just going to get another yes man. You know what I mean? In a way, I would like to have seen Kapler come back without Klintak to see who this guy is. Because I don't have a good feel for who's
that's
him
interesting.
And who's Klintak. I know who Klintak is, and I want him gone.
No,
I'm not sure who Gabe is.
Paul, it's an interesting point. I'll tell you, I am surprised out of the gate. First two callers since the news are announced against the firing.
Now, but that's the thing. Like, I'm against the firing, too, but I prefer this over the not firing.
Well, then which way is it?
You know what I mean?
Well, you prefer action.
I wanted change.
Just very clearly.
We got change. I would have preferred a three-way change. You know,
I get it.
Klintak and McPhail and Kapler. But at least it's something.
All right. 888-729-9494. Coming up, some managerial stuff related to options for the Phillies. We'll address that next. Again, Gabe Kapler out. Your reaction, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, when it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates, and you want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.